As I record this audio, I am sitting in my living room in the silence and in the dark with no lights on in the house but the Christmas tree lights. The day after Thanksgiving, we go and cut down a tree and we put it up in our living room and we decorate it with lights. And right now, the white lights of the tree are what I'm looking at as I'm thinking of each of you. My heart is very tender tonight. In the last week, I've been praying for a good friend whose mother passed away unexpectedly last week. The same friend has in-laws that are both fighting cancer, and it's getting worse. I'm thinking about a family that's had to lay off their employees because times are tough in their business. I'm thinking of one of my college students who just is struggling because a dating relationship ended for them, and they're very sad about that. Oh, I'm thinking about small things, but important things in a teenager's life. Not losing, not winning their sports games or winning their tournaments or playing well on a team. There are small, big, large, life-changing, huge hurts. And we have them every day of our lives, and we encounter those around us with them. But you know, it's just a little bit more tender at Christmas when you're going through hurts and trials. Friend, if that's you this Christmas, then you have a special opportunity to give a gift to Jesus that not everyone can give. One of the most precious things that we can give to the Lord is to trust Him through difficult times with unwavering faith. The Bible calls it the sacrifice of praise. When we can lift our hearts in praise and gratitude toward the Lord, when it's not easy to do that, when it's not easy to find the good, that is a true Christmas gift of love to our Savior. The Christmas story is really a story filled with a lot of obstacles, heartaches, disappointments, discouragement, shock, confusion. It is definitely not the script of a Hallmark movie, a Christmas Hallmark movie. The story of God coming down to earth had a lot of surprise twists in the script, if you will. And we look back on it with such thanksgiving for what Jesus would do to us and for us and through us and take our place by dying on the cross. But first, God coming to earth as a baby, so helpless. But during this holiday season, what we can do to give that love back to Him is to take our pain, to take our disappointments, to take the pain of our friends and family, and to give God a sacrifice of praise and thank Him for all His goodness And it means a little bit more when we smile through the tears, when we love him through the hard times. That's just the bow on the top of the gift for the Lord. So though we wouldn't choose it for ourselves, let's not waste our difficult times, but let's determine this Christmas that Jesus will receive a sacrifice of praise every single day. Maybe remind yourself when you look at your Christmas tree or any Christmas tree this month, just to praise God for who he is and to thank him for sending his son. I hope you have a great week, friends. We love God through loving others.